Stand up, sir. I understand.
So I'm sorry that you spent a lot of time on that, but yeah, I mean, really, the only thing that the board can look at, I mean, we can certainly change classification, but in this case, you're already residential, so you're getting the benefit of the residential tax rate, not commercial. It's not the higher rate, and so.
Oh goodness.
Okay.
I wish somebody tell me about it. That's why I missed the opportunity to talk to you before I do all this. Dig it out and spend a lot of time.
Okay. Well, I think you're in the best position you can be now that you've got that. You're in residential and your value is consistent with everybody else. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us before we make a motion?
No, I don't have anything, sir. I will be surprised because a lot of things I don't understand. And the thing that you request, it wasn't your fault.
Okay.
Anything. I don't know. Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, I'll make a motion while you're still on the phone. As to BOE 605, I would make a motion to deny change in valuation and to keep the classification as residential.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right, you'll get a decision within a couple of days. If you want to appeal it for some reason, you can go to the State Tax Commission. They'll have the instructions on there, but I think you're probably in the best position you can be. Okay? Thank you. I think she already hung up.
She already hung up.
Okay.
So Saint
on,
Street.
On Mr. Shinnerwork's properties, do you want to go through those? The Meyer development. What we've got starting at 366. Let's go to the cards so we can look at
page
23
eight.
Value.
$366,
and then we're going to have $369.70. And, I mean, I'm not going to put it in the motion, but, I mean, the reason I think, I don't know if the board agrees, but I think the reason I'm willing to go to the 23 values is that be consistent with what we've done with other hotels as far as dropping values based on what the motel business is doing, even though Mr. Meyer is not providing his income information. And I guess what I'm going to also qualify it as, or whatever the tax commission decides. I don't know that it makes a difference. So that way they won't have to appeal it again. $366, what was it in 23? On 366.
69.
Okay.
This is 366.
Okay, 366 was in 23, 10,000?
No, she just moved it over. This is, you should be looking at PVAL, not at this, because this set, you have to add things up.
This is PVAL.
That's the
no.
Land, right?
If you move back over, you had numbers.
Is that the right BOE number?
Yeah, that's right. There's one who's appealing just the land.
Oh, land development.
Well,
that would be something different.
And I already had him get out of here. I thought that was different. Okay. I'm going to have to call him back on that one, I guess. Okay, let's go to 369.
What parcel number is that?
369 is the one that ends in 8.000.
All right.
Looks like $3,670, $3,040.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As to BOE 369, I make a motion to reduce the appraised value to $3,670,340.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, go to BOE 370. And the total assessed in 23 was 2779636. I'm going to go back on BOE 369. I'm going to amend my motion to say or whatever the tax commission decides. Is that? I'm trying to keep them from having to appeal
second.
Again.
Okay? For 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah. I on 369, I'm going to amend my motion to reduce it to $3,673,40 or whatever the tax commission decides for the 23 appeal. So that way they don't have to appeal 25. Okay. Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. As to BOE 370, I would make a motion to reduce the appraised value to $2,779,636 or whatever the tax commission decides on their 2023 appeal.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's go to BOE 371. Okay. So the 23 value was 3,545. It's 370. Okay, on BOE 371, I'd make a motion to reduce the appraised value to $3,545,370 or whatever the state tax commission determines on the 2023 appeal.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then one more on the hotels, that's BOE 372. So we have a value of 2023 of 5,189. Okay. On BOE 372, I make a motion to reduce the appraised value to 5,189,000, and or whatever the tax commission decides on the 2023 appeal.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Is commercial spaces theirs too?
He was the agent, yes.
3,373. Mr. Shinawork if he would be available on that other one, but as to BOE 366, what is that?
I think there's one more. Is the next one down his?
Oh, do we have another one?
Yes.
Commercial spaces.
He's the agent on it.
Commercial space.
Rest is the same.
Huh?
Rest is the same agent on that one. Or the same person.
Okay. So is that a land appeal as well, or is that what is
no.
that?
No, I don't think so. Let me look.
What commercial spaces, what is that?
Let's
see here. Are you talking about 373?
Yes.
Yeah.
It says vacant timber.
It looks like there's a...
Okay.
It's right there, though. there not a building there on that property? Petrol, air, plumbing, and electric?
Yeah, there's an office.
Yeah.
It's an office building.
It's an office building.
Okay, it doesn't look like it's, well, how much did it change?
How much did it?
Increased 5,000?
They went up 1.41% because they had the fluctuation with the index. That's it.
Because of the index change?
Yep. So right now they're at 483,610.
That's totally fair, what that is.
Okay.
So Russ probably needs to hear that one.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to call Mr. Sherman.
On the land, though, when you look it up on Beacon, that first one, it's showing it at 10. It's not showing it as what's on our card. So I wonder, did it change or did it not on BOE 366? Yeah, it's showing on that. Okay, yours is showing.
Hi, this is Russ.
Hey, Russ, this is David Akers. I apologize. I had forgotten that you actually had some land appeals. We have taken, as I indicated, we have taken all four hotel properties down to the 23 values or whatever the BOE, or whatever the State Tax Commission decides. So we've done that, but the easier one first, I think, might actually be the commercial spaces. I think that there was a, your card may have read differently, but you actually only went up 1.14% because of a factor change.
1.41%.
1.41% because of a factor change by the state across the board on commercial property. So it didn't change except for that factor increase. And the total value on that, can you tell me, because my sheet may not be accurate.
483,610.
That's what
I have. And it's an office building.
It's a 483,610. It's an office building. Is that, given that it's just a factor increase, that 1.14% that was across the board, is that what's...
Was that like a FTC mandate or something?
That's an index increase, yes.
Yes, it was an index increase. Like,
three,
but it, as I said, it was just 1.41, I believe.
Yeah, commercial spaces.
Yeah. It was a cost approach deal where that's the only
just
that slight increase
involved. Yeah, it was like, I think it was like
5,000. I'm in my car.
I understand. We're looking at this stuff right now so I can try to verify with you.
So in 2020, it was higher. It was 436. It went down in 2021, and it's held steady until this 1.41% increase.
It's been the same since 21 until this 1.14 increase.
1.41.
Okay, just a second.
It went up 5,000.
It went up?
Or five, yeah.
How much?
So there it's 401,610.
401,610, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
plus this.
Why do you have 483? That's why I wanted to.
Is there an agricultural land and commercial
land? It's look above on the total. Do you see where the across the line on the top? You have to add the ag and the, or the.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But that. You're saying that it only went up.
Can you see your total right there?
Right.
Yeah. 483,610.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have
610?
So 82. So it still only went up $5,000 or $6,000 if you add it all together.
Yeah, because that would make sense.
Yeah. And that's indexed with all commercial buildings in Taney County.
It went to 483,610, so which is like the 1.14.
Okay, all right. I'll let you make your ruling on that there.
You want me to, okay, just let us rule on that. Okay, as far as BOE 373, based on the fact it was only a factor increase mandated by the state, I would make a motion to deny change in value. Okay, that one's resolved. All right.
We need a vote.
Huh?
We need a vote.
Huh? Oh, vote. As to BOE 373, I make a motion to deny. Is there a second?
Seconded.
All favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. There you go.
There we go. I didn't do that. All right, the other one we have is a...